It's Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Nick will be back tomorrow morning at his usual time, so have no fear. All right, it is Leap Day. Happy Leap Day. If you're trying to figure out a way to celebrate, perhaps, ladies, you've been being patient with your boyfriend or your mate, your significant other, and you're thinking, you know what, I've had just about enough of this waiting around stuff. Maybe I should take matters into my own hands. I don't know if people do that. But on Leap Day, there is an old Irish custom, an old tradition. And so instead of us talking about it here in America, why not go over to Ireland and talk to a woman who has taken part in this tradition? She is a writer for Irish Times. Aoife McIlwain joins me now on WGN. Aoife, good morning. Happy Leap Day.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
So can you explain to us this Irish tradition of women taking things into their own hands, so to speak, on Leap Day?
So there does seem to be a tradition, an informal tradition of women being allowed to propose to their fellas on the 29th of February. There's stories around something to do with St. Bridget, who was a great sort of warrior queen in the 5th century, that she made some kind of deal with St. Patrick. But to be honest, modern historians really don't have any kind of evidence of this deal. There's no pact. They didn't write it down. They didn't text it to each other. So we're not sure if it actually happened. But there's also, it's quite interesting, there's a similar tradition in Finland. And as Ireland and the Finnish people, we share a lot of ancestors from the Vikings and stuff like that. So it could have been something that was brought in there. But anyway, it has become a thing that, yes, it's a day that that women could propose to their significant others. So I think it was kind of immortalized in the 2010 film Leap Year, starring Amy Adams, which was received in Ireland with much hilarity because of a couple of bad Irish accents and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess for me personally, it was a chance for me to be able to make a display of love to my own partner. And I thought it would be a lot of fun to propose on this day. So that's why I went for it personally.
So you'd grown up hearing this legend and you decide, you know what, I'm tired of waiting around. You decide you're going to make the proposal on this day. When you told people about this, your friends, family, before you did it, did you meet with some resistance, or was it like, oh, okay, this seems like a logical thing to do?
Yeah, well, everyone, my close friends and family, know that my partner and I have a very equal relationship. They knew that I wasn't rushing into it, per se. I might be a bit competitive, so I think I just wanted to beat him to it, to be honest. But what I actually did was, the first person I spoke to about it was my own mother, who was really supportive and just thought it was a great idea. She did wonder if I'd be stealing his thunder. That was her only worry. She was saying, you know, what if he's got this elaborate proposal planned and you pull the rug out under him? And I was like, well, he can do the proposal later, I guess, if he wants to. But
sure.
The second person I told was, I took my partner, who's called Niall, I took his mother out for dinner about a month before Leap Year Day to ask for his hand in marriage. So that was a really beautiful bonding experience for myself and my mother-in-law, and her reaction was just perfection. She was so delighted, and her actual words were, good for you, beat him to it. So, you
wow.
know, I had great support. I had great support from my family and friends, and I suppose it was, again, when people, your friends and family know what kind of relationship you're in, and if it's a good one, usually people are just delighted about engagements and marriage when it's a happy,
sure.
happy thing. So yeah, everyone was really behind it.
So how did he react?
Well, so I took him actually to there's a beautiful park in Dublin called the Ivy Gardens, and we'd had an early date there. So I got him under completely false pretenses to this park, and I thought it would be very quiet, because I just in the off chance that he wasn't happy with me getting down on one knee, I didn't want to do it in a really crowded public place. So it was a beautiful day this time 4 years ago, beautiful day. And so when we got to the park, it was so full, I couldn't even believe it. So I tried to kind of get him into a quiet part, and I ended up like nearly walking him into like a ditch, and he was wondering what I was doing. And anyway, suddenly out of nowhere, this tree appeared. So I took the moment, and I got down on one knee, and I looked up at his face, and honestly, in all of my best imaginings of how the proposal would go, the face that he looked back at me was the one that I'd really hoped I would see. And it was just, he just looked so happy. He looked delighted that I was doing it. He was taking me seriously as well. And he said yes. And it was a great moment.
Well, congratulations. And that was how many years ago?
So that's exactly 4 years ago today.
Very nice. Well, congratulations. Now, Ireland is changing, and based on your great piece in the Irish Times, and we know this over here as we watch Ireland becoming much more tolerant with marriage and all sorts of things, which is great. Are you seeing more women take the proposals into their own hands and saying, listen, we don't have to wait for anybody. We can do whatever we want, and it doesn't necessarily have to be on February 29th.
Most definitely. And it's really interesting for me to see the difference in 4 years. I might be more aware of it than others because, of course, I would have been allowed, I'm putting that in inverted commas,
yes,
I suppose, to Niall outside of Leap Year Day. But it felt like at least on that day I would be taken a bit more seriously. But now that wouldn't even be, it really wouldn't be as much of a worry. And I really believe that women proposing now, Ireland's certainly ready for it, and I think we'll see a lot more of it, and that's great. You know, what I've really enjoyed about being a proposee, I love sharing stories with kind of men who have proposed to their, you know, I'm kind of part of that proposal club, which is sort of unusual for a woman, and
yeah.
I think it's a really nice thing that men and women could do. Yeah, we have the same abilities to think of elaborate proposals, and I've seen such a difference in Ireland certainly in the last 4 years. So definitely going to see more women proposing.
Well, and I would imagine, I don't know about your fiance, but at the time, but it's got to take for some guys, it's got to be a big relief because you know if this is the woman you want to marry, and the woman knows if you're the person they want to marry, and to just say, oh, wow, okay, you beat me to it. I'm good with that. You know.
Yeah.
Now, can I real quick, and with that too, because men always have to buy a ring. Did you, when you made the proposal, was there an exchange of jewelry of any sort?
Well, what we did was my mother actually gave me a little pin that's been in our family for maybe about 30 years, and she gave it to me the night before Leap Year Day this time 4 years ago, and so that's what I gave to Niall. And what we did with personally I'm not a jewelry gal, but what we did was when we got married, which was the 29th of December of 2014, we actually went to a jeweler's and we made our own wedding rings from a stick of, like, we soldered them and hammered them and everything. So that
oh,
was
cool.
The special ring that we exchanged with each other, but we actually made them ourselves. So we're a bit DIY in my family. So
you gotta like that.
That's right.
Speaking of DIY, besides being a writer for Irish Times, you are also a part of Forkful TV. What's that about?
Well, it's a food recipe and video website. I run it with my friend Mark Duggan. So we try to make very simple, accessible recipes. And we love to highlight Irish ingredients. Irish food is going through a bit of a renaissance, and we're really rediscovering our own gorgeous local ingredients. So, we try to highlight those ingredients through our recipes and videos.
What are some of the big ingredients now that are making the comeback?
Well, as the same in the States, we're still pretty excited about beetroots. They grow so well here. But there's also just an amazing amount of cheese and meat as well. And the thing about Ireland, it's so small and it's very green. I have a great friend who's from just outside Chicago. She has a great blog called edibleireland.com. She's based in Ireland. But she says that all Irish food is local, and she sees it from the perspective of coming from the Midwest, where maybe it's a little bit bigger than Ireland.
Sure.
And so in Ireland, it's very easy to really, honestly, meet the person who's growing your food and stuff like that. So we'd like to celebrate that. And so beetroots are still big.
How big is seafood in the Irish diet, being in being an island?
You know, that's a very interesting question. It is not as huge as you would think, even though we're an island country. There's a couple of theories about why. One is that we actually do export a lot of our own fish. It's a great moneymaker for the country. Yeah, so so we definitely export a lot of our best fish, and maybe the stuff we keep, our pollock and stuff like that, isn't as popular. But there's another, probably more likely theory, and when the Catholic Church was very powerful here, on a Friday it was you had to eat fish,
right?
Basically, and there's a theory that after 100 years of that, people were like, you know what, I'm not going to eat fish ever again.
Well, sure.
It's very interesting. I mean, of course, we do eat fish, and we love we have some amazing smoked salmon producers. There's a wonderful smoked salmon producer in the
yes.
Burren, which is on the west of Ireland, the Burren Smokehouse, and we have that heritage skill of preserving and smoking too. So we usually, smoke fish might be a bit more popular, but it's not. We're not eating fish every day. Take it like that, Brad.
All right. Well, Aoife, it has been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for sharing this tradition. And good luck with Forkful TV and everything
thank
else.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you calling, and great talking to you. And happy Leap Day, and happy anniversary of your proposal.
Thank you so much. Thanks a million.
Take care. That's Aoife McIlwain. You can read her in Irish Times. Go to irishtimes.com. Very good story about how she proposed to her husband, Niall, and leap year proposals, ladies popping the question. So there you go.